Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is the Chris and Amy show on KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line today. And Amy and I have tried very, very hard to understand artificial intelligence. We are...
We're getting in. I think we're catching on.
We are...
To be honest.
We will have it figured out in 20 years.
Yeah.
So there have been a lot of changes over the last couple of days. The market appears to have been disrupted to help us try to gain an understanding on what is going on and everything around it. Gregory Zuckerman with the Wall Street Journal, special writer there, joins us now on KMOX. Gregory, we appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm great. Great to be here as well.
So the environment has changed quite a bit because OpenAI was the thing that we had all been talking about for, I guess, a year or so now. But now there is this Chinese company called DeepSeek. We heard earlier today that Alibaba has its own that is, they say, better than DeepSeek. So what in the world is going on right now?
Yeah, it's pretty confusing, and we, too, are trying to understand it all. I mean, listen, AI isn't necessarily new. People have been experimenting and using it and just basically having computers and models and programs do the kinds of work that we all do and think for us even and maybe even improve on our actions. And it's been going on for decades, but we're getting to the point where we've got these what they call LLMs, large language models, which can really do a lot of the jobs, the queries and other kind of work for us. So the question was, well, how much are we spending on all this? And, you know, what are we going to make from it all? And companies, Google and Meta and everybody else, Apple, they're throwing billions, tens of billions of dollars. And the assumption was you needed to. And then along comes this new company, as you had suggested, the Chinese, which I've written about a little bit, DeepSeek. And they say, actually, we created a model for just a few million dollars. So it's upending all the understandings.
Yeah, let's get into that first. When a company like DeepSeek said, well, we did it for much, much cheaper and it's much, much better, I feel like that's an immediate red flag. That's just usually not how things work. So are we suspicious about how they got that information, that technology? Are there questions about that?
Many. Yeah. Plus they're Chinese. You have to make that clear front and center. I mean, Chinese companies are notorious for somehow getting our IP, our intellectual property in the West and using it. And they're not also, they haven't been known for their own innovations. Now, that's another reason why this is so fascinating. We may be at the point where Chinese companies, be it technology companies or others like, I don't know, biotech companies, are going to come up with their own advances, world-breaking advances. I mean, listen, you see TikTok, you see others, companies you had mentioned, Alibaba, others that are groundbreaking, remarkable, impressive companies. And now this new one may be joining them. So, yes, there are reasons for questions.
We are, I think a lot of people are very confused by what is going on now with the entire landscape. And I've read, and I don't know if these are credible people, but there have been a lot of people speculating that they are actually either stealing or getting technology from OpenAI, that it's sort of under the table. Do you know anything about that? Does that sound realistic?
You know what? I'm not a tech reporter necessarily. I'm more of a finance reporter. I've written about this whole story because the founder of DeepSeek, his hero, the guy who inspired him and taught him, is a guy named Jim Simons. And I wrote a book about Jim Simons, and that's sort of my connection. But to your question, to your query, yes, I don't know if it's necessarily a worry about Sam Altman and OpenAI they're stealing from, but you do wonder, they have built their models on others, but I have the work of others. But I have to make it clear also, OpenAI and all these other models built their models on the writing of Greg Zuckerman and others, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, other kinds of places, too. And they were scolded for that, too. So, you know, two can play this game.
Yeah, you mentioned the founder of DeepSeek, or the creator of DeepSeek, and how initially, I mean, something of a prodigy. He was inspired, as you mentioned, by Jim Simons, the hedge fund manager, the father of quantitative investing. Would it make sense that a guy who's focused, at least initially, his projects were focused on the stock market, would then shift to something as broad and encompassing as DeepSeek?
It's a really good question, and we're struggling with that too, and trying to understand it. It's a little bit like I'm here in New York, a little bit like Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, who's also a trader, saying, you know what, in my spare time, I'm going to work on some enormous breakthrough in technology or biotech or something, and voila, here you go, world. Here's what I've developed just by kind of a hobby on the side. It's a little bit like that because they are a trading firm. The founder of DeepSeek, Lian Wangfeng, he runs an investment firm, and then all of a sudden he's got his unit on the side which is DeepSeek, and lo and behold, they come up with this apparent revolution. So it is pretty remarkable because it's not like some tech company has unveiled a breakthrough AI model. It's an investment company that has.
Yeah, you questioned that a couple of days ago because we saw the market take a dive and NVIDIA lost a ton of money that most of us can't even fathom. It rebounded a bit yesterday. And, you know, you were asking that question openly. Did he just short these stocks? Is that what this is? Do you think that's part of what's going on?
Well, that's not why he's doing it, but it would be fascinating to one. I'm trying to get in touch with him. I'm been trying for the last few days. It's a Chinese holiday there. Maybe he's away. I've reached out to him. He doesn't want to talk. He takes after, again, this investor that I've written about named Jim Simons, who's notorious for being secretive. So it could be that Wangfeng is also secretive. But yeah, one does wonder if he's going to unveil this model that's going to upend the whole world technology. And yeah, all these stocks are going to get crushed. Then he should be short those stocks. His model should tell him to short it. Or is that insider trading? Or do Chinese companies even care about that stuff? There are a lot of open questions.
Yeah, and right. I mean, the fact that he's upending the stock market, but his background was initially working in stocks and he happened to have this technological breakthrough seems odd. I'd be just on face value. You mentioned that you companies like NVIDIA or OpenAI, and the founder of DeepSeek, his team started building computing systems with NVIDIA graphics processing units in 2019, according to your story. And then in 2022, when OpenAI released ChatGPT, you mentioned that the High Flyer, which was one of DeepSeek's founder's first companies, was one of the few Chinese companies that had more than 10,000 NVIDIA's high-end chips. So can you put into context the significance that this company, or at least the founder, had already worked with NVIDIA and OpenAI?
Yeah, well, not OpenAI necessarily. I don't think they worked together. But yes, he bought his hedge fund, High Flyer, was one of the few in China to buy so many of the NVIDIA chips. And, you know, as a country, we've been trying to crack down on the export of these really important semiconductor chips. So it kind of suggests that we haven't prevented it from going, these chips from going to competitors elsewhere in the world, for good or for bad. You can debate that. But yeah, there aren't many companies able, especially in China, who are able to amass so many of those chips. So there was a lot of foresight on his part. You got to give him credit.
Gregory Zuckerman of the Wall Street Journal with us here on KMOX. And a lot of people, as they watch this all unfold, are wondering, okay, what happens to the tech stocks that I've bought? If they happen to have any, or, you know, if they have any sort of investments in that, because we've seen the volatility over the last couple of days. In any long-term outlook that you feel like you have a good handle on what will happen here?
Well, I'm a reporter, so if I knew where the market was going, I would be trading and investing and making a lot of money. I do have to say, it does raise questions because we've been spending, as a society, just so much money on preparing for AI and investing in AI, and that's our future. And we're devoting tens of billions of dollars. All these big companies are, and the assumption is, and well, the question we've always had is, well, when's the payoff? Where is the payoff? And they've said, yeah, down the road, there's going to be more efficiencies and breakthroughs and new drug advances, etc. But if you can get all that cheaply, which is what Liang Wenfeng and seems to have done at his company there, at DeepSeek. On the one hand, it could be good for society. Hey, we don't have to spend so much, but also could crush these tech companies who've been charging an arm and a leg, telling you, yeah, you got to get ready for AI, open up that wallet.
So do we know that DeepSeek's claims are true, that it's as good as it says it is? Or could we be looking at something that's somewhat adjacent to like the Elizabeth Holmes Theranos scam?
You know, people have made that comparison. I don't think it's an apt one because this is a model that people are using and are impressed by it. It's got some quirks, and it's not necessarily as good or quite as good as some others. But it's close, and it's a little different. It takes a little bit longer. You can see it thinking. So there's no Ponzi scheme there. There's no Elizabeth Holmes made up embellishment at all. What we don't know is how they built it. They say, oh yeah, we spent $5 million to build this thing. That could be the embellishment. It could be $5 billion, could be $50 billion. The government could be behind them, the Chinese government. Who knows about that? And that's why those stocks, the whole tech market has collapsed or got crushed because of that question of how much do I really need to spend? But the model itself is an impressive one.
How worried are investors, the big time investors, those that have a lot of money in this area?
Well, listen, we're at a point where stocks have been going up every year, last few years, especially tech stocks and especially the biggest tech stocks. So they're at expensive levels. They're not quite at like 1999 before the internet bubble burst levels, but they're expensive. So people come into this thing already quite nervous.
You know, you mentioned earlier, you emphasized the fact that this is a Chinese-owned company. And it was interesting, David French of the New York Times, a lawyer, was discussing the TikTok case in the Supreme Court. And he said, you know, this really could be the first big case in the new Cold War. And when you look at our geopolitical adversaries, most notably China, and what that means, and knowing how controlling content, not just creating it, but having the ability to diminish and amplify topics for political agendas is a huge national security risk. Do you see this DeepSeek as a next step in a Cold War? Would you agree with that comparison?
I don't want to say necessarily that DeepSeek is part of it, but there is a Cold War going on. And these companies, be it TikTok or others, I don't know the role that DeepSeek plays in that, frankly, yet. But you do see on TikTok so much of content that's being amplified that is trying to undermine the West, for sure, or undermine allies of the West, Israel, for example. I mean, the criticism that Israel has come under has been amplified by TikTok, and there's been evidence and data to show that. And that's an effort, seemingly, I'm no expert, but that seems like an effort from everything I've read and all our experts at the Wall Street Journal, seemingly an effort by China to cause a little so unrest in the West, to cause maybe a dissension between our allies and us. So, yeah, this could be one more step there, but it also could be just sort of a sign of China's maturity as a tech and innovation center. So that could be as well.
Gregory Zuckerman, we appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us today on this topic. I think we have a little bit of a better understanding, but we might have to have another couple of hours of conversation to really get it. Because, again, we don't know what we're talking about. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Gregory Zuckerman.
Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Gregory Zuckerman with The Wall Street Journal. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.